Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, happy Thursday, everyone. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. For those in the Los Angeles area, the guest call-in number is 424-258-9337. And for those who are everywhere else, including right here in the beautiful San Francisco Bay Area, the guest call-in number is 877-697-9725. And producer Kina, as usual, is opening up the chat room, so you get to log in there. If you have any questions or comments, you could let her know, and she will make sure they get to me. So, today, we're going to be talking about leaps of faith. And honestly, you can do this. There's an old saying by Henry Ford that goes, whether you think that you can or you think that you can't, you're right. And today, we're going to be talking about autonomy. And we're going to be looking at the relationship that we have with guides, teachers, mentors, parents, family members, trainers, and yes, even healthcare providers. And autonomy is a tremendously important step to empowerment. Like the eagle that's pushed from the nest, every person has to find that moment not only to take the leap, but also step into their own power and their own authority. And this can be done while at the same time honoring and appreciating advice that is given lovingly, while always remembering that the ultimate choice regarding your physical, mental, and spiritual way of being are yours and yours alone. As I was cleaning my office, which I am in a perpetual state of cleaning my office, nature abhors a vacuum, and apparently my office abhors tidy. So as I was going through it, I came across a certificate that back on December 29th in the year 2010, I found myself rolling out of an airplane at 10,000 feet. Strapped to a perfectly nice gentleman who was the veteran jump master for a tandem skydive. And if you've never rolled out of a perfectly functioning aircraft at 10,000 feet, it really is an interesting experience. Now, the reason why I did it and everything that led up to that, it was a very bizarre year, so that will be covered in another show, I promise you. The point was that there were only a few people that I told I was going to do this, and specifically because of the fact that I knew everybody and their cousin was going to tell me that I was nuts, that I was crazy, that I should not do it, or somehow try to get me to doubt the fact that in that moment, at that time in my life, I knew that that's what I needed to do. And when there's something that you really feel like you need to do, and you've thought it through, you've considered it, you've looked at it from all angles, and it really is, you know what, I got to do this. Especially if it's something that you know a lot of folks are not going to agree to, sometimes it's best to limit the people that you talk to about it to just a precious few. And the idea that people, you know, they love us, they honor us, they want us to be okay, they want us to be safe. And in that desire and in that affection, there is a tendency to bring in really hard energy. How could you think of doing that? Have you considered what it is that it could happen to you? And because they care so much for you, there's that desire to shift you from what you feel is your path to something that, well, tech really, in all honesty, would be easier for them to deal with. And I know that that a lot of times comes from a very loving place. And there's a point when each and every one of us need to step up and say, you know what? I appreciate what it is that you're trying to tell me. And I love you for your concern for me. And I am going to do this anyway. So if put some positive thoughts out for me, I would really appreciate that. Folks are very quick to describe all of the bad things that can happen regarding choice, especially when it's choice that seems a little bit out of the box. And there are a lot of wonderful things about being safe. And it is generally our instinct to want to be safe until it's not. Because some of the coolest things that I can think of in my life that I've experienced were absolutely not safe. I spent time in the Brazilian rainforest and stayed in a village. And the journey there and the process there, while it was amazing, and, you know, it definitely could have been more dangerous, there was still a certain level of danger to it. Spending time in Africa. I mean, you can drive down the street and incur risk. The question is, are you able to take on what it is that you want to do, that you want to envision for yourself, in spite of the input of people around you? I have tremendous respect for the teachers that I have had. And each and every one has just given me so many gifts, from my massage training to my chiropractic college experience, you know, and the training and guidance I received there, to the spiritual training and the indigenous trainings I've received, you know, very, very important to me, very close to my heart. And I hold each and every teacher I have had, whether they taught me by example or as a warning, you know, I honor them. And I honor them more now that I am a teacher. And it is very difficult sometimes to step out of the safety of having someone who will be your direct guide. It's like, okay, you know, turn left here, then turn right. Here's how you do this. And having that safety net. And what the leap of faith really means when you're stepping up into your own authority, stepping up into your own power, is that to a great degree that safety net will be gone. And it is scary. And it's important to figure out when that time is the right time for you. Now, in all honesty, when my training in spiritual traditions and all of that came to an end, and when I had to step up into my own power, really it was not my idea. And in all honesty, my old teacher, Norbert, he has been on the radio show. He has sometimes subbed for me. And, you know, just a phenomenal person who I consider not only, you know, a tremendously, you know, respected teacher, but also my friend. And the best thing that I ever learned from him, the best teaching that he ever gave me, was the hardest, because it was when he told me, I have taught you everything that you need. You have all the tools. It's time for you to step up and move forward. And that was a very scary thing, because I did not believe that I was ready. I had all these reasons and excuses as to why I wasn't ready to step up into that. And quite frankly, he was having none of it. And out of all the gifts that he gave me, I would say that was probably the greatest gift that he ever gave me. Because once I stepped out of the safety zone, I stepped out of the bubble and saw an entire life that I would have ahead of me that I would create as I chose. I would take the tools that I learned and be able to move forward. And it is tremendously powerful. And I also know now from the perspective of a teacher that that is very hard. Because you know there's going to be bumps, there's going to be mistakes, there's going to be issues that come up, that person is going to want someone to come in and help them work through that and kind of light the way. And the best thing you can do is take the bumps, take the bruises, take the mistakes, and use them as learning tools. Nobody gets it right straight out of the gate. And whether it's moving into the place of stepping up into your personal authority as a young person, you know, stepping away from their parental, you know, guidance into making their own choices. And I remember the first time that I stepped up into being an adult. All I wanted was to get away from home and go to college and be my own person. And once I got there, I was tremendously homesick, and I wanted somebody else to take care of things. And I had to move through that in order to reach the place where I felt confident that, hey, I can do this. I can handle this. I can do my own laundry. I can take care of these things. If I don't have anything in the refrigerator, well, then I figure it out, or I go have some tea until, you know, my next check comes in. And maybe it's stepping up into a career that is very challenging. And, yeah, you're going to make mistakes, and then you take those, you grow from them, you learn from them, and you move forward. It doesn't mean that you're not capable of doing it just because it doesn't work the first time. It just means you have to find your way. And being able to find your way is something that is, when they talk about appreciate the journey, that it's more about that than the destination, that's the gift in it. That's the place where, okay, I understand I'm going to mess up, and I can still do this. I can learn from that and move forward. And I really think that there are very few arenas that this autonomy is more important than in dealing with your health care. And I am a doctor, and I know a lot of stuff. I know a whole bunch of doctor stuff. I know great big huge words that I almost never get to use because nobody else really understands them. And I prefer to have my patients understand what I'm saying. I may use the big, you know, $30 college word. I'm also going to break it down and say, okay, this is what it's called, and this is what that means. So I do know a lot of stuff. I have been trained in anatomy really, really well. And I know that I will never know someone's body better than they do. I know that if they say, you know what, it still feels like it's a little off, I need to check it because they're probably right. I appreciate when patients, you know, when we're talking and they have lots of questions. That's what I'm there for. I'm there to answer questions. And if I don't have the answer, I need to say so, and then I've got homework to do. I may say, you know what, that's a great question. I don't have the answer to that right now. Let me look that up, and then I'm going to give you a call. So the idea that you are in charge of you. And sometimes practitioners, in their zeal and enthusiasm to be able to help you, can lose track of that. If I have someone who tells me I don't want an adjustment that's going to make the popping sound, because some people really don't like the popping sound, I say, okay, I will do this a different way where we can get the same result without the popping sound, which is totally possible. And it's just as effective an adjustment. But that's my job to be able to accommodate someone, because if I only have one way of adjusting, I'm not going to be able to take care of everybody in the best way that I can. And there are many, many different opinions on different types of medications, different types of treatment plans. Finding someone that can understand that they're a part of your health team, your wellness team, that they work for you. So being able to say, hey, I prefer this type of treatment modality. You know, I don't want to try these particular medications first. I would like to try it holistically, either through nutrition or some sort of alternative therapy, to have your health team understand that you're the captain of the team. And as a healthcare provider, I give my best advice and my opinion as I know it. That, you know, that if this were my own son that I was working on, this is what I would do and this is what I would suggest. While at the same time, the person has the right to say, you know what, I don't like that. I don't like adjusting that way. Can you do it another way? Sure, we can figure it out. So being able to step up and to listen to what's going on inside you. When I'm getting ready to adjust someone, I can tell immediately that they don't like to be adjusted. Let's say, you know, if I'm going to adjust their neck and I ask them, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I explain what I'm going to do. Is that okay with you? Are you comfortable with that, or do we need to do it another way? And often they'll say, oh, yeah, I'm comfortable with that. And then as soon as I start reaching, you know, the body just starts tensing up. So I back away and say, okay, let's talk about this for a minute. I understand you're saying you trust me, but your body doesn't. And it has no reason to until I earn that trust. So let's work on how we're going to do this. As opposed to my just going, well, they said it was okay, so pop. And then the person tenses up, it's not as effective an adjustment, and they go away not only probably with some soreness, or more soreness than necessary, but with the feeling that, well, you know, I really didn't like that, and they did it anyway. So finding someone who will listen to that is very, very important. And I really encourage you to have conversations with whoever your healthcare provider is, whether everything from a massage therapist to an acupuncturist to a chiropractor to a medical doctor. We all work for you, and our job is to get you feeling the way you want to feel to the best of our ability in a way that you feel respected and that you feel that you are the person with the ultimate choice. Now, this paradigm can also affect relationships with people who are spiritual leaders, spiritual mentors. And when somebody is going through a very difficult time, maybe they're working through some trauma from early in their life, maybe they're working through recent trauma, and to be able to take that person through and say, okay, you know, we're going to go into the dark and stinky, and I'm going to be right there with you. And we're going to go through this, and you're going to get some tools that will allow you to manage it and to lead a happier life. And that is really amazing. And that's where that piece of, okay, you've got the tools. Now let's see you run with them. When we were all learning to ride a bike, there was always that moment as, you know, our mom or our dad or, you know, whoever it was that was holding onto the bike and running next to it, getting tremendously tired, because I remember doing that with my son. And you hold on. And then there is that moment when you've got to let go. And they may be saying, you know, it's like, okay, don't let go, don't let go. But you know in your heart, you got to let go. Because, one, you can't spend the rest of your life running behind that bicycle and holding it steady. And, yes, maybe as soon as they realize you've let go, the bike wobbles and, you know, maybe they take a spill. Or maybe they pedal, they find their balance point, and then they're able to go. To risk the spill. We have to risk the wobble and the bike going over. And then being able to come up and say, okay, let's check you. You're all right, you know, which I always support, you know, helmets, pads. You know, my sons looked like they were going in for, you know, a football game or something. You know, I had the elbow pads, I had the knee pads, I had the wrist pads, I had, you know, everything. So the idea that you can prepare them as well as you can, you give them the good start, and then you let go. And after that, because that's the only way they're going to figure out where their balance point is. And then you have the fun of riding the bike. Then you see that look on their faces when they say, hey, I did it. And if you have never seen the look on a child's face the first time when the training wheels come off and they're riding the bike and they're able to do it, I'm telling you, there is very little in this world that's better than that. Because then you've given them freedom. You've given them power. And, you know, you've put them in a situation where they will go out and ride, and, you know, there's all kinds of things that could happen. There's always things that could happen. But by taking the steps to gain that personal authority, you know, learning to ride a bike may not seem like a huge empowerment piece, but honestly it is. Because when a child realizes that they can do that, I realize there's more. There's more that I can do. And I remember as a child being in that scary moment and then all of a sudden looking, you know, it's like realizing that I'm there, it's just me and the bike. And then it was, oh, my gosh, I can do this. You know, I can go to the park. I can, you know, ride my bike to school, which, you know, in those days was a tremendously big deal. So the idea that you maybe, you know, you need a little shove out of the nest, but that's when you learn how special flying is. That's when you learn to trust yourself. And if you're at that place of feeling, you know what, I need to do this. I need to go. I need to spread my wings. And, yes, there are going to be folks who may say, it's like, well, you know, it's not ready. You're not ready yet. It's not time yet. You'll never know if you're ready unless you try. And you will never know the joy of flight without the leap of faith, without the risk of falling. And like I said, maybe, you know, things don't go quite as planned. Maybe you know, take an amazing trip and you end up getting your luggage all lost and all this other stuff, and things can happen. Even if it's an absolutely miserable trip, you still made it. And you still came home, and there will always be the folks who say it's safer just to stay put. It's safer not to risk. It's safer to stay, well, the student, to always be the assistant. And it is really great being in charge. There's a lot of responsibility, yes. After I left chiropractic college, there was the possibility I had choices. And my choice was to either become an associate and work for somebody else and still, you know, kind of not be out there on my own. But, you know, there was definitely stability in that. Or start my own practice. And I chose to start my own practice. And there's been tremendous growth and a lot of things that I really wish I could have done differently at the time. But the truth is, if I had done them differently, I wouldn't have learned as much. there were a lot of mistakes I made. And, you know, I'm sure there are definitely more probably coming down the pike. At the same time, when you're able to say, you know what, it may have messed up, but at least it was mine. And I learned a lot from it. And that's not going to be the last time I try something. I may try it differently now that I know a little bit more. If we don't make mistakes, we can't fully grow into who we can be. And the only way you're not going to make this by not risking. And maybe it's a surgical procedure that you've looked at, you've considered, you've made your decision, and then people are, no, don't do that, no, do this, no, don't do that, and da-da-da-da. And, you know, you can take their input and go, okay, I appreciate it, thank you, get it, and I'm going to do what I need to do. It's sort of like that conversation when I talk about that council, that little mental council. You know, your fear is going to have a vote. Your and fear is always going to vote with safety. You know, your love, your anger, your highest self, your lowest self, they all have seats there. And each one needs to be heard out. There's nothing wrong with hearing people out. And at the same time, remember, you're the president of the council. You're president of your council. And yeah, sometimes that can create very hard feelings. And it's better for you to be true to yourself than to go along and know deep down inside, I didn't want to do it this way. Because that chips away at something inside you. And you do it too much and you lose track of you. So take the leap. You can do it. You may get bruised and battered a few times, but you can do this. If in your heart you're hearing, yeah, it's time. Or if a trusted teacher tells you, all right, it's time, go with it. If nothing else, it'll be interesting. Use your tools. You've got them. Trust them and trust yourself. So, I hope everyone, you know, enjoys their leap of faith, because it really is an amazing ride. And what you have to gain far exceeds what you have to lose. So get on that bicycle and ride. So I want to thank you all for joining me. For those of you who are in the Bay Area, on this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., there is a Women's Holistic and Spirituality Fair. And it's a free event, and it's at the Billy DeFrank LGBT Community Center, and that's at 938 Alameda, San Jose, California, 95126. And I'm going to be one of the speakers. For more information, contact Dottie Boone at 408-392-9090, or you can contact me at 408-372-2840. If you'd like to know more about me or want to arrange for either me to come on location and speak to a group, or if you'd like to work one-on-one with me, then you can reach me through my website at www.the-healing-house.com. So, in the meantime, and until next week, I wish you balance. I wish you blessings. I wish you bicycle rides that allow you to enjoy the freedom and the power and empowerment of doing it your way. I will be logging into the chat room, and occasionally technology does not support me in this, but honest, I will get there. And if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, I will be happy to log in and answer those for you. So, take care, and I wish you a wonderful week. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. Bye-bye.